alguna red educativa.
Y todo el mundo aquí suma, lo que sé mi gente suma, la energía que tú quieres suma, cuando bailas libre suma, yeah, dale sin miedo y suma, haz lo que tú quieres suma, las caras de mi gente suman, solo baila libre y suma, yeah, energía, 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 somos energía.
¿Es posible aprovechar el gas natural para tener energía en épocas de sequía? En Celsia lo estamos haciendo. La planta termoeléctrica, el Tesorito, complementa la energía generada con otras fuentes, reemplaza el uso de carbón y entrega energía más limpia para suplir la escasez que estamos pasando. La energía térmica es un gran respaldo para que no nos apaguemos en momentos de sequía. Todo está conectado y todo lo conectamos con la energía que quieres. Celsia, la energía que quieres. Vigilado Superservicios. Así suena la energía renovable de Celsia en acción. Imagina pequeñas centrales hidroeléctricas fluyendo al ritmo de los ríos, generando energía limpia y, sí, cuidando el medio ambiente. ¿Te suena? En Celsia lo estamos haciendo. La energía hidroeléctrica es renovable y nos permite cuidar el agua y las cuencas de nuestros ríos. Todo está conectado y todo lo conectamos con la energía que quieres. Celsia, la energía que quieres. Vigilado Superservicios. Así se escucha una comunidad feliz. ¿Querías una energía que impulse el progreso de las comunidades? Avanzamos hacia menos interrupciones, menos pérdidas, más conexión. Porque una comunidad bien conectada a la electricidad es una comunidad que avanza. En Celsia hacemos que suceda. Todo está conectado y todo lo conectamos con la energía que quieres. Celsia, la energía que quieres. Vigilado Superservicios.
A todas las personas que se conectan con el
hoy, soy Gonzalo Velázquez del equipo de
comunicaciones de Celsia. Y quiero darle la bienvenida
a la teleconferencia de resultados
del segundo trimestre del 2024. Nos acompañan en la mañana de hoy Ricardo Sierra, líder de Celsia, Esteban Piedradita, líder financiero de la compañía, Santiago Arango, líder de asuntos corporativos, y Carlos Solano,
Corporate Affairs Leader, and Carlos Solano, Regulatory Affairs Leader. So this teleconference will be developed in Zoom, but it's also shared on a live on X. So all of the participants are in listening mode. As usually, we have reserved the space for your questions at the end of the teleconference. So questions will be opened for those that are online in the website on Zoom. This conference also has, for those that are in Zoom, with an interpretation from English to Spanish or Spanish to English. If you want to select the language, select the icon on the lower part of the screen, and then you can choose the language. In both cases, don't forget to silence original audio. Thank you very much for being online in this teleconference. Now, Ricardo Sierra, leader of Celsia, is going to have the floor now.
Que esté funcionando bien todo, ¿no, Gonza?
Sí, Ricardo, funcionando perfectamente.
Maravilloso, perfecto. Entonces, muy buenos días, gracias, Gonza.
So, good morning, and thank you very much, Gonzalo. We are here to provide the second quarter 2024 results. And to those that are here and want to find out about the purpose of this second quarter and what is coming for the following part of the year. We are celebrating 5 years in Tolima. We have had many challenges over there to improve the quality of services, but with commitment that, of course, is paying attention to investment. expand and bring in local talent to board with technology and a lot of dedication. We are improving. So we improved the civil stations and bring new ones, and we improved that new ones and the older ones. And what reflects that in Tolima, we reduced 60% the interruptions of the services in an average in the department. Additional to that, in terms of generation, Tolima, we have two plants, hydroelectric plants that were Prado and Cuicuana. We have eight solar spaces that and there are some others in construction that are together in 180,000 megawatts. That is, Tolima is going to become a production center of clean energy. Apart from that, the new services that we have introduced to the market are low. Fiber, we have 7,000 customers with a nice thing. And all the public schools that we include our network, we have the commitment to connect them and provide the best service of it. Really, we have more than 100 branches or schools in Tolima, and our philanthropic topics in these past 5 years, we have improved different mechanisms for investment on 30,000 million pesos. More than 500 schools have been intervened, and also having a really nice program with our Cubica program, and we have more than 100 students that are rural that are in the University of Tolima. So all of this is that we need to have a development in the Tolima, and we want our customers to be part of it, and we can provide this service in a competitive way. So in this regard, it is important that to tell you that when we got here 5 years ago, Tolima had only, let's say, the most expensive fee per kilowatt in the country. So we achieved that this fee, it's a fee that is in the national average. And since July, all of the customers in Valle and Tolima, we noticed a reduction 10.6 and 11% in your energy invoices, thanks to the philosophy energy bills and the conservative that we shared our energy. And this was that almost 100 pesos were reduced in every kilowatt consumed in those zones. So this is one of the highest reductions of the country, and we did it in the within the framework of the valid regulation and efficient sharing all of these risks for the benefits of the customers, of course. So now we should talk about investment platforms. As we said before, the assets management is and we have with this platform, and we achieved 2.3 million, and we multiplied three times the assets in 2020. So they are paid in that good with 54% of the resolution 015, 33% of calls and cups, 13% calls and USDs. So these assets had an availability of 99%. And GAOA is providing the EBITDA margin of 86%, and it's 150,000 million per year. But more than GAOA meant that it's for 234 million, and we are working north and under 39 projects, and we hope that this added to this platform and that it's going to be including more than 1 million seed energy platforms with a capacity of 38. We have an operation that was 239 gigawatts, 97%. C2 and an EBITDA margin of 76%. Actualmente, en esta plataforma estamos, in this platform, we are in works We're building 308 megavatios.
La plataforma aprobó inversiones por
680 megawatts. So that we can release income, so with less than in operation 97 gigawatts this year. Compatibility factor 98.5, so this is basically farms on the floor and ceilings close to industry. Now it has a beta margin of 40%. It is about 3,037. We have 70 megawatts in construction and development, so we're actually triple the size of Laurel in a whole time. And then a big time. We respect 400 more millions in the rest of you from in which support the system of energy provided energy. There was more yet during the phenomenon. It's an acute 199 gigawatts per time. So the margin is 3%. The margin is almost 67.400 million. So we can see we're managing $190 million assets under the administration. It could amount close to $3.5 billion. This year we executed an investment for about $500,000 million, and we want to improve with 1.3 million. So that is what we call so farms that we are building with a platform with Quip. Regarding another investment, we operated the first one, so the news of Tolu Viejo to the connection with Estación Chico with 40.9 kilometers of a new transmission that include 92 energy towers. The second one was going to be completed at the end of the year. There could be 120 kilometers of net connection. Very station 100 kilometers from Tolu Viejo, and in total is going to require 4 years that we'll be working with an investment of 340,000. That is going to complete at the end of the second quarter and second semester. Same way, we are proposing to propose the committee. The market is competitive, the movement allocated or assigned. In Cordoba, to become a renewable energy. Cesorito is going to be part of that is going to be in the energy world in the country. Fundamental to services most to Excelsior without transmission, there is no transition. To continue working in this type of so now Steven like to continue with the results consolidated to this year and up to June. Thank you very much. And so much and analysis data and all the information is going to be included in the website and investors. So I want to take advantage. Starting with the quarter, I'm going to make a balance of continue. So the first of the first quarter, we mentioned that the company was prepared for this and to avoid repeating the results 2015, 2016. Now we can say that we achieved this. 2016, the EBITDA of the third quarter was 520 million. So at that moment, we didn't have those 33,000 million. It was 2024 that the EBITDA for the same 6 months increased 179 million. And the asset was also the diversification of investment of the generation portfolio. We the development of solar establishing with the notice and test the creation of the derivatives of climate, despite and the challenge that the drafts, we were able to obtain positive results and with thermal income from 60,000 million pesos during the quarter. Now, let's start with this last 21%. There is Sweden total achieved 0.3 billion, and we grew 8% of these results are related to the recovery of Detroit hydraulic energy, mostly in June. Higher demand and the regulated weakened assets to Scalova, which is the transfer derivative and the climate derivative to cover the impacts of distribution. Total income business, 80%. Energy services with 6 billion asset management. The rest of the 20%, which means 665,000 million. Sales 1.4 billion, which is 26. 42 higher cost of goods and public utilities. Or during the purchase of gas for electric generation and highest cost related to the options of 2.5 billion with an increase of 20%. Reached 100,000 million money IPC. Portfolio retail, collect new business. Pesos with Bruce. The cost and expense. There is a creation of what is for this type of business. Same way, in this. Entrepreneur, so expenses, the projects. This quarter was 460, and was 24.1%. It is important to mention that the EBITDA part had a threat on recovery to the transition. New phenomenon that is, those that for the month of year the of this. EBITDA was 796 million as part. Talk about the energy services and asset management, that is 9,000 million. So the net change in exchange 140 billion energy. That's interest in the that's where we need to just on the structure, which is 400 basic points in the past year and is located in 13.3% in terms of this year. net expenses, 360 million, a reduction of 32.3%. So, unfortunately, many weren't secured and an infirm exempt. So, it is 140,000 million pesos that are related to the execution projects in Solar in Chicamocha and also the Acacia project in La Guajira. So, taxes were 44,000 million the quarter. They were reducing 32% and compared to the same period here. So, the accumulated over a year, the taxes increased to 65 million, which is a reduction of 50%, explained by the benefits of taxes benefits in the law 1715 with the operation of solar farms in the of homes. Last result of this system, all of this is going to help us to economic operation is that earning is 77% more than 69 million pesos. So that earning almost 98 million pesos. 119,000 million pesos. A little bit less than what we have. In taxes, consolidated. So, in the first quarter, we increased the first step 300 years, but afterward, work the short related to the phenomenon, mainly in Celsius operation in Colombia, in smaller and execution of plat that has been vision that is analyzed in the right year to session of this will be materializing this. We hope that we'll come back to the original value of 84.8 million to be less than so. Platform is not working, so wait for a moment while we establish the transmission. Those that are paying attention to X, this is a solution from X. We're reestablishing that. Just a moment.
¿Es posible aprovechar el gas natural para tener energía en épocas de sequía? En Celsia lo estamos haciendo. La planta termoeléctrica El Tesorito complementa la energía generada con otras fuentes, reemplaza el uso de carbón y entrega energía más limpia para suplir la escasez que estamos pasando. La energía térmica es un gran respaldo para que no nos apaguemos en momentos de sequía. Todo está conectado y todo lo conectamos con la energía que quieres. Celsia, la energía que quieres. Vigilado Superservicios. Así suena la energía renovable de Celsia en acción. Imagina pequeñas centrales hidroeléctricas fluyendo al ritmo de los ríos, generando energía limpia y, sí, cuidando el medio ambiente. ¿Te suena? En Celsia lo estamos haciendo. La energía hidroeléctrica es renovable y nos permite cuidar el agua y las cuencas de nuestros ríos. Todo está conectado y todo lo conectamos con la energía que quieres. Celsia, la energía que quieres. Vigilado Superservicios.
Y todo el mundo aquí suma, lo que soy mi gente suma, la energía que tú quieres suma, cuando bailas libre suma, yeah, dale sin miedo y suma, haz lo que tú quieres suma, las caras de mi gente suman, solo baila libre y suma, yeah, energía, 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 somos energía.
¿Es posible aprovechar el gas natural para tener energía en épocas de sequía? En Celsia lo estamos haciendo. La planta termoeléctrica El Tesorito complementa la energía generada con otras fuentes, reemplaza el uso de carbón y entrega energía más limpia para suplir la escasez que estamos pasando. La energía térmica es un gran respaldo para que no nos apaguemos en momentos de sequía. Todo está conectado y todo lo conectamos con la energía que quieres. Celsia, la energía que quieres. Vigilado Superservicios.
Bueno, superada nuestro tema técnico con X, simplemente hago un recuento rápido. Entonces estábamos diciendo.
Everything is fixed now. So, now we have a little bit of more in-depthness to overcome topics related to work capital that were related to the Niño phenomenon that we hope. That in the starting with the normality of operations, hydraulic operations plus the starting approvals that were provided by the platforms of the new investments that are going to generate a positive flow facing these investments. And we hope that at the end of the year, we can return to an indebtedness of 4.8 billion that we close this the next year or under that value. So with that, I finished the analysis of the financial analysis of this quarter. Perfect, Steven. So again, sorry for the inconveniences. We hope that we can recover the audience. Otherwise, it's going to be recorded so you can check it later. So definitely, we feel very, very happy with the results that we presented today since after a few complex months and volatile months that are there during the phenomena, we were able to overcome this difficult situation with an improvement on better results than we expected. So this quarter, compared to the previous year, we achieved an earning according to the dimension of our investments that can generate employment of quality. We're more than 200. We help the nation with taxes for development of a country. And that not only to tell that the nation is the main partner of the company through this to taxes and enriching the life of our partners and allies. And so it's generating for the company and for what we're doing, that is part of the articles that we have. So something important in here, deficit of natural gas that can happen in the next year. This is a delicate situation that is really complex. The deficit impacts the situation of the electrical situation because many electrical plants provide support for this fuel. So during the phenomenon, we generate 47% of the country and the reporting of this episode during the period of October 2023 to April 2004, the generations reported among 35% of all the requirement for the country, the scarcity. It's stops the energy transition, and the government recognizes the national production is going to be enough attend the national requirements and percent approximately, and it's going to be reserved for 3 times over the same period in 2006. So it's going to be necessary to import this gas to be at a higher price. So yesterday, with an interview with the Minister of Energy, said unfortunately the Venezuelan gas here, so we are in a delicate situation. So through a gassing plant, which purpose is to attend different thermal plants in Caribbean. So gas is going to access through that. And of course, it's expensive. So many analysis on the impact for the users in residential gas, natural gas. So it provides or it gives a stress situation to the electrical sector because we could miss our molecules for that. So in Celsius, we are convinced of the urgent need of exploring additional zones and promote the production of national gas. We need national gas onshore. For sure, South Colombia would be self-sufficient with gas for all the uses, residential, industrial, and electric generation. And this way, we will be able to have lower prices. And additional to that, I want to talk about the comments related to transactions in the energy. We talk about the system and the situation, take advantage of resources day by day, higher to lower, so the user can pay the lower and stimulate the competition. It's according to international standard best. This is of the OECD. So it's important also that we were the exchange rate is not the price of it. So the role here is only to complement the contracts long term with the generators are competitive. It means that exchange rate, when we talk about it, so when we talk about the higher prices will be higher. So in general terms, when we talk about the generation company in and an energy in bill, and it's going to be between 280, 210, 200 pesos. This like average price of a long term. Can give you some information. It's so we don't depend from the stock exchange. So we are higher than 85% and 90% typically. So we want to be higher in the long term. We are not sure to bet that the exchange is higher or lower. So talking about that, that is whatever is a price of, we have to analyze the data analysis, and we are based on the system that is used in many countries in the world. So after the we comply with the 30 years we recognize the provision of public, private, and mixed regions in our regulation, technical regulation, allow that the Colombian have a coverage close to 97%. So it would growing indexes and fees that are compared with the region are in a low average. So we recognize if we could improve with the ability to transmission, we will have more energy will be open here. Finish the report of the second quarter. So Gonzalo and Stephen is to provide answers to your questions. Of course, thank you very much, Ricardo and Stephen. We are going to receive the questions from the participants to those part of Zoom. Here we will be able to see the questions in Zoom. So we have questions and answers in Zoom. So, and those that are in this space can provide the questions through the interaction that is in the platform. So we're going to start with some questions made from Ricardo. He asked many questions related to the behavior of the stocks and ways of which some companies included in the stock if they have expenses is going to be something similar to that. And the second question would be, what is the compliance percentage of the budget for 2024? And the last question, third, what's the question? The company has a profitability goal for 2024 is being complied with. And also another question from Fernando said, personal finances coachings talk about improving the exchange as a factor of natural perception. Okay, so the company is considering this reflection. So let's just start with the first question on the reform of assets in OPAS cases. So close, perfect. So we also like partners included this. This topic we have studied those topics. Stock composition is 50%, basically holding blue really that we want to. We also have 20% are stockholders for the pension funds, and then we have natural persons that are that increase the number in this past years. This way, we have 18,000. Stakeholders. I don't know if we are considering these points. Esteban, please continue with the next for sure. And the topic related to ability and compliance with our budget, I can give you like guide information, but we have to understand the year. Like in your year, income can have different behaviors. So particularly, we are going to close to 6% under the budget. And it is due to the generation that we expected from our Tesorito plan. It was not given the market conditions, the price, and the stock exchange availability of gas, and the stock exchange situation that affected the asset. We didn't allow the generation boom. Now, that we expected was the one, and this the level of the income budget. So, as I said before, for the year, and the variable that we talked about is that related to this. So in terms of profitability related to the stocks, it's a topic that we analyze and we monitor that, and I want to tell you something. First, that for a long time, we tried to define a dividend that generates some positive signals in terms of the action to be taken. So now when we set the dividend for this year in 2024 and the first quarter of 2025, that is going to the reference that we must have was related to 8 or 9% that was provided. So something that we try to replicate for the conditions from the investments that investors that we would have for having that profitability on the trader and the stock. So there is some like, and the thing that you said it is connected with the form of re-acquisition, in which we expect that there's a liquidity that we provide to the market, and we're providing that there's a training generation of price and re-acquisition. Investors can make the decision to sell. And in the second part, they can obtain or profitability from the point of view of the dividend and valorization in capturing, selling, or they can see and take a part of their portfolios. Well, I would ask to make a summary of what is the process of requisition, right? Okay. So hello, Ricardo, and good morning, everyone. So far, we acquired the 20% of the approved stake. of the stocks, according to the rules, the stock exchange, we work for related to this, the presentation we work of the screen. So we were out. So we did just the stock exchange. The stocks have been up to 300. So it's going to be updated according to the 90 lesson. So we're pretty satisfied that we achieved with this program of education, and we are supporting the liquidity of our stocks and providing good returns for the stakeholders throughout the year. So this we have this is our situation right now. Thank you very much, and we can continue with the questions. There is another question from Juan Bernardo about the how to evaluate or to assess profitability. Well, that's ready. Someone part of the resolution for the exchange of the indicator would be the factor for the company. Thank you very much for the question. So this is not to have an idea of what is the regulation process, and Esteban, can you give us, provide us with the answer? So thank you, Ricardo. Provided a budget that is adjusting the two main settings that are used to update the different components related to fees and to update that the price in the virtual contract for energy to the generators and traders. So essentially what this commission is proposing is sorry, just a moment. We're fixing some technical issues here. So as I was saying, essentially, what the commission is proposing is that the indexator from IPC that is usually used for many of these components that I mentioned it, would be replaced by a subsidy of IPC, which is the IPC without including food and regulated elements. So with that, we reviewed a series that has a similar behavior to IPC with a trend that is a little bit lower, and IPT that is used on internal offer. The idea is to provide a subseries of these components of the IPP that is called IPC in this manufacturing industry. That is a series that is related to a little bit less volatile, that essentially is a similar trend to IPP. So when we analyze the potential of the effects to the future in our company, we can see that the company is not a big effect. These are indicators that have like a similar behavior to those that we have used with a trend a little bit forward that will not generate a significant impact to the predictions that we have. It is important to say that it is just scratch measure, and if it is approved, it should be included in the next remuneration periods or in the next generation contracts, right? So thank you very much, Carlos. There is another question from Hotaki said. The question would be, can you give us a little bit more details in relation to the second part of Pueblo Viejo? It is a good question, and it's one of the most important services that we're completing, and we reported to the close of the first quarter, and we achieved to close that licensing in part two, and that is ongoing in the construction. So we're expecting that the whole system will start the service to the first quarter of this year, May. In February, we will present the all of the requests and the reasons associated to environmental licenses. And so far, we have additional terms that we can take this first process and this first substation part. And we're in the energized process, and we're waiting for the second process. OWA is receiving incomes, that would be the SP calls, right? Thank you very much. So David is asking for the there's a is stating this. We are the terms in which we operate. Tolima is separated from El Valle and from Tuluá. So the balances for that for Tolima are not the same as us. So we should complete the recovery balances at the end of the year or most of the next year. And still when to is going to be before the volume of resources associated to that we were and focus that our customers have the less equipment at a short term. So the option in Tolima was fixed for about 6 years and it is being recovered for an action that isn't related to steps that are like about 4 years. So we need the recovery for the balances that are called. So the information that I'm providing of July this year, the total amount in the company we have covered for 6,000 from 330,000 to the Tolima market, 60,000 to Valle, and 10,000 to Tuluá. So we have a question. We're going to do discuss also. That is going to be the question would be how comply with the compliance of 2020. What is the launching and what is the new? So the company did not have a big 2024. So the steps or the debts. So the capital were shorter values and we were required for ideas of a so these are not too long term structure has long term debts that are short term debts because our purpose and our goal is here at one time the operation is completed it could be related to that process so we could be the provision transfer assets transfer and this investment so the company would be able to repay the total amount of this capital expenses and to close this 4.8 billion and under that amount. So thank you very much and now some because I'm well so next in we will have some questions from those that are part of the channel so Richard, please go ahead. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for your conference. Would like to make three questions. And to the second draft of the reform from public is that it was published in the press to find out if you had the chance to see the second draft that is provided in the press and if you analyze any type of effects that are related to the CLCR results, in the case that reform would be presented and approved the way it is at a second draft. And I would know if you took part, let's say, in training, in preparing this reform that was published. And the second question is ask you if it is possible to have a guide of this net effective taxes that can be related in Celsius in 2024 or the next years, considering the benefit of taxes related to solar projects mostly. And if you show, we have a lot of solar projects execution and the benefits that are important. So the next question is a little bit related to what you said about the fees option and recovering and recover this option in 6 years is a little bit long term, mostly because of the frequency of this rate option, and if it can be can have another Niño phenomenon, recovering a rate option, having a new new tariffs and rates, and what implies for the users in Tolima. Thank you. So Ricardo, thank you very much for the question about the new text related to the possible reform to the public utilities. I don't know, before you, Carlos, I would like to make two comments about the first and the second question. We didn't take care of this draft of the 102. With the government, and we have the space for some consensus, but we were not able to be part of it. This has been a process that is in the back of the sector so far, and we want to fix that too. In impacts for the company, being the public utilities, and also changes, or is going to propose changing some others that helps us to go out of the sector when it was a fully state sector in which rates were related to public interest related to technical or, let's say, investments compared to access kilowatts, and kilowatts are more expensive. 30 years ago, we had no energy semester. So the current rule is after the pillars allow the competition sectors to create the ability borrowed from the system and to set the opportunity with participation of politicians, because in Craig, right, one meeting in Carlos, in the minds, and here, and there are five commissioners here, so pay attention to this. I think I missed one. National planning. So, in case there is anything that is really important from the political feeling about regulation, what you can see in this, the pillars, there is a place really, really as of investments that were collected that allowed to recover investments at all from this construction and operation maintenance of power plants and distribution lines. It's an option to find out of service for clients. So from week 5 to be reviewed, called it's progress. Without kilowatts, there was progress. The signals that the private sector or public sector and mixed sector, we have been action on Cali and the stocks, and Cali and the environment of Cauca, we have public, private Lions, with successful service, that is quick, and without touch the principle of the government with the highest level. It would be a competitive situation, and we, electrical America, there is no that. So let us with which Carlos and about the next talking about the coincidence with another linear phenomenon. Situation related to the option. The rate of weekly speaking, the rate of was closed. This is the fact that it was a mechanism balances, but and the says taken and calculated and the component that standard fixed time recovered the terms that were mentioned in so nowadays out of eight options of information price and the stock exchange contracts and components in action which the regular regulations when the regulations of the market. Would rather be when there is another going to apply physical conditions that we have currently, it should happen. But currently, we will have to recover this amount or to balance with this fixed situation in the terms mentioned by the terms. Provide a comment about that. We were responsible in the situation in deep and actually in everywhere. Because we to ensure that we're able to finance in maximum term and the third have some other players in the market charging this rate option at short term it affected really hard some tariffs of sounds in the country, for example in coast. It's important to consider this verification. Well, we went to talk to the banks, what about the terms, and we transferred that 7 long years options to our customer. Thank you very much, Rick. There's this question. Go on. Tax payment or projects and stimulus that they can generate. To be honest, it's not an easy question to answer. That's the goal. Sometimes the organization is trying to take advantage of the benefits that are associated developing the renewed. So the special condition of the law 1715, we can take the benefits for the next fiscal year after starting the operation. So these values are values that are permanently changing, and then we started in from December this year, and we can take more benefits associated to this farm. So, talking about these farms, we started new plants, but not the same. So, it's going to be really difficult to say every year or each by year an answer with some brand situation because it will be depending on the amount of farms or the assets we had during the previous year. So I can tell that for this year, many of the benefits that we had improving this last year to schedule the 2034 but the farms is less but a bigger farm and going to take to a certain difference in the amount of benefits that we can have from 2025. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ricardo. And we have another question from how does it affect it with the situation in the natural gas? And what are the future expectations for the Tesorito, the plant that we have in Sahagún?
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for the question. To say that
CG, when the
buy system, it touches the scarcity price. Creation in there, sell. I mean, provide energy to these OCGs that are really expensive. Right way, work perfectly during the year. We felt with gas molecule. I feel okay about that for the potential events that we can the OCGs, which are technical, is really so we have the possibility to have a license with another plant to it 100 mega, but we don't have. So that is affecting the ability in relation to gas. We're taking every space to try to find to get new system that is the moment of scarcity will be ready to present to the pressure of charges and stability that the country wants to do that. If other we do not have any tasks, we have for generation plan for outlet for 26 and 28. You very much. I don't know. Good to for some so. So I think where this question is from one. I'd like to talk about equity buildings. We have a role. What is the best company nowadays?
Wow.
Right. I'm going to make an introduction that so I can something that is analyze the metal what there will be with our what is the behavior what and about the perspective. So what is it? Of course you have to provide signals to the we're evaluating what's the building to get work in and also have a goal with about 100 point basic points and that is comprehensive that is and a project the company in of assets in central might complete that in numbers. I don't know. Which is else particular situation and there is like you met here asset management. Certain energy services and it's related to test in number so value strategy basic point in the management that we have services what is proposed related to metric that were related to in this plan, it's clear and it's deep, and we measured that terms considering the amount of flows, positive flows, and investments that we were assets. Considering that it be faster, and of course, it will comply with the minimum investments in the organizations depending on the risk, those platforms and vehicles they represent. To give numbers, we perform in the past. So what the company has, like any other company, past months, it's was such a stop step, as we mentioned before,
only we, for this year, we can see a lower down in foreign markets and, of course, the patrimony cost increase. So, in terms it's about over what? And the growth and say we have in equity, an average of 12 months, be comparable. We close the quarter in 3% of growth and the service energy services gap that has been here from the lack of America 200 basis points. It is not in the standard. We can say that in this quarter we have the highest peak in WACC, and we have the Nino first and terms of growth the long-term vision. We were part of this purpose of being part of over 200 of our work. Thank you very much, Esteban. So we're going to talk about the question from through Zoom. Those that are in X, this is a transmission made quarterly and through the global channels. Zoom and X. Good morning, can you hear me? Yes, go ahead. I wanted to ask about three important topics. The first one is if you can tell us or can describe the improvement in relation to the eolic project in Peru that took place, and is the reason one in understanding better when it is expected having a capital deployment for that project. And second thing is that ask you about the updates possible next the price and what decisions have been taken by the company. Maybe it is expected that this price be sold in the wild. And the third question would be counting big considering income from transfers to the platforms. Specifically speaking, this quarter more than 1,000 million line of some other income, and are they selling the recurrency of this income? Of course, if you can give us like a little bit of details, accounting how this transfer work facing the transferences, you're not including like making that double this that certain income that would transfer today. So thank you. Perfect. We're good. So, the situation in Peru, we are in Peru, so we closed all milestones for the two final development projects. We are ready to be in a few months, 10 to 2 months, start with you said the deployment of capital for this project. We are improving a lot of consolidated work team and consolidating the people that we have investment. So that would be the capital fund. We bring the resources and other investments. Then Esteban is just about it. Guajira, we are talking about the licensing projects to associate to find out what to do with it. That is a little bit longer than expected. And but I think that it has been 9 or 12 months we will have an idea of what is happening with it. But you know, we have a surprise in Atlantico. To keep that for the next time. And the third one, please explain about accounting situation. That are not done accountable, but there's no construction transfer by a double accountability. I mean, numbers, but also Going back to Peru, understood it is another consolidated as organization or 100 part of the organizations who are improving the process to link investors and the figure complicado in the terms of what I believe as important water that it and use make the construction and we work with a bit of lag a neighbor that wanted to reduce to some land uses this release this process was completed and the process was completed already and we talked about the last topics to make decisions and start this second quarter of the year. For that, we need to find as because the idea is to deploy like an important operation in the country, taking advantage of BC, like the best import, the best options in Peru and not conventional, not renewable. Or in Guajira, we're still in development process. Some licenses were issued in the Acacia project. We work together with the trade lines that are so the modification of the Camelis Park. We are improving this process with different authorities and the communities to be able to have this environmental license necessary to have the project ready to be status and continue improving with that. Regarding thing else, be concerned because we are focused on that too. But the company has many roles with the platforms. And like that, we created the model. One is being an investor as such. And we talk about owners of 50% of OA, 50% owners of and 50% rent, and 57.5% of Tesorito. So that is being one of those. We'll start part of a consultation. For a specific plan, there is a method of participation and yielding. And we receive flows of dividends or financial flows related to the capital that was provided. That is all in the line, so you can see in the exercise. So, the company has an important role big ideas for platforms. That is when income are taking part of a picture. So the income of 400 years and it's important to the OFCO, I mean, project to 100,000 and 260 are part of Peruvia. Peruvia is the developer, the builder of the big product is and they deliver that to the ones all over needed in because it's not an old country. It's receive research it's certain it's in the source and minimizing risks for platforms. So not recurring, they depend on the asset size developing and the project will be really big and it's going to create an income line that is going to be big. The recurring quarters is that they're not the same size every quarter. It will depend on the type of project that we are developing every year and something massive as Tol Viejo not be repeated in a frequent way. Perfect, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Justin. And that's the budget. From the year, we want to use SM and the reacquisition of stocks. So, again, now that we're reaching to this situation, we want to meet with Beda Commission. A review of that. If I'm like, we have a big thing, we put that to understand what is. So, in this case, the board said that resource in other kinds. So, we're going to assess that with your months with where it goes to find out if we can do it or not, or we can do that in this terms of. These 4 months, if to consolidate that idea. So, to those news. So, we start the repurchase of a stock and we buy more to in the market. We buy liquidity to stock that we can see. It's a little bit low during these days. All right, thank you. To make a final comment of this conference of the second quarter. No, thank you very much, everybody. And just second semester. Going to be a very positive about it. Want to hear from the best. Thank you very much and see you next time.